Welcome back, everyone. It's so wonderful to have you with us today. We're diving into a topic that's truly shaping our digital future, the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence regulation. Lately, we've seen some fascinating tensions emerge between the tech industry, consumer protection advocates, and broader political agendas.
It's certainly a complex space. A major recent development is that an attempt by Republican lawmakers to ban state-level AI regulations was actually removed from the defense bill. It's a notable moment in the ongoing debate over how we govern AI.
I'm so glad that provision didn't pass. The idea was to streamline oversight by keeping it strictly federal, but it faced such strong bipartisan opposition that it just couldn't hold up.
Exactly. Its removal really underscores a growing recognition of the importance of state involvement. When you're dealing with something as complex and impactful as AI, a purely top-down approach just isn't enough.
That's exactly it. It really comes down to who best understands the people affected. Proponents of state-level rules consistently argue that local governments are much better positioned to understand and address the specific concerns of their own communities.
That's a very serious and valid point. The concern is that a one-size-fits-all federal approach could easily overlook critical nuances, ultimately leading to inadequate protections for everyday consumers. Conversely, the tech industry often pushes for sweeping federal preemption to avoid a confusing patchwork of state laws that they fear could stifle innovation and complicate compliance.
And that push for uniformity gets even more complicated when you factor in influential political voices. We've seen prominent figures, including former President Trump, emphasize the need for comprehensive federal oversight of AI technologies.
True. But the failure to block state regulations marks a pivotal moment in the negotiations between lawmakers and the tech sector. As AI advances at such a rapid pace, the need for effective governance has never been more urgent. Allowing states to implement their own rules could actually foster a more dynamic regulatory environment, one that encourages innovation while still seriously addressing consumer safety.
I love that perspective. It really highlights how vital it is for everyone at the table, tech companies, policymakers, and advocates, to engage in constructive, open dialogue. If we can find that common ground, we can build a framework that truly balances progress with protection.
Precisely. The future of AI will be shaped not just by technological breakthroughs, but by the regulatory decisions we make today. As bipartisan efforts continue to shape this conversation, it remains crucial to prioritize consumer protection while still fostering an environment where innovation can thrive.
Beautifully said. These debates are undeniably complex, but the outcomes will have lasting implications for both the tech industry and the society it serves. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.